Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hey, Kat.
Hey, Bruce, I am doing great. I had a good weekend out of town, met up with a friend I hadn't seen in a while, and went and tooled around Ashland and visited an escape room, ate some good food, sat in the hot springs, just generally had a good time.
So, oh, Ashland, yeah.
Really? Yep. Wow. Just needed a weekend away, kind of like a mental reset. So I did it.
And it worked.
Yep.
You got up and you said you ran this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was like on top of things. I actually woke up early. Yeah,
yeah, the whole nine yards.
It's amazing what an occasional weekend away will do for you.
Yeah,
soon.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's a beautiful
Absolutely.
Thing.
How about you and Junior? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, we did. We had a good weekend. It was funny. We all did karaoke at Tori, you know, best roommate there. She's got her two kids. One's junior, is in junior's class. Lucas is in junior's class, so they're buddies.
Oh, cute.
And his little sister, Harmony, and they're all buds, so they all meet up. But we did the karaoke on Saturday night, and it was like, well, Coronas and karaoke make a good combination.
Aww,
for me, that's
fun.
For sure. But
we
had some fun, but we did that, and it was just like a memorable evening, all of us switched, and Junior got up and sang and stuff like that.
Aww,
and did some stuff.
Junior.
Yeah, yeah. And Harmony, your daughter, did too. And it was like, yeah, it was great, you know, so it was cool. Yeah, but that's it. We just did a good weekend and enjoyed sports and watched my bowling. And the Masters was on, and I missed it yesterday to see who won the Masters. So I'll have to check into that, man. Mm-hmm. But because there was bowling on and there was NASCAR on, and I mean, torn between three levers. You know, I was like, geez, man. Yeah, I was going, hey, okay.
Hey, there you go.
But it was fun, good times. But yeah, we had a great weekend. Yeah, it went well. We have beautiful weather. It's starting to get nicer and nicer. I mean, yeah, the raining was during the night and everything, which is like cool and like cleans everything off. And then as long as the sun shines, sometimes that day.
Rinse and then,
then give us some sunshine.
That's, I love it when that happens.
And I'm looking at that 10-day forecast and everything, and it's starting to look a little positive. They're still throwing clouds in front of the sun, but that's just what they like to do, cover their butts. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
It can be extra surprising.
You know, rain could come through there, you know. I mean, no.
Oh, yeah.
But it's looking really good, and I'm digging it. We're starting to get into the good weather, so here we go. And which means we're getting closer to the events, which means, oh, boy, here comes.
Your busy season is about to start.
Me and Chrissy and all those who help us will be going in mode, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I hope everybody went out. We got a lot of stuff going on, and we still got more stuff. It's just coming and coming and coming. And so we're going to get on with the show here.
Yeah. Hope
y'all got out there and had some fun. Before we get going, we'd like to thank Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, Just the Jeweler, and Oregon Coast VIP Marketing for sponsoring the Insider Report. And if you'd like to sponsor our show or one of the other fine shows we have on KCIW, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your way getting your name on the air and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's just slide into, like I said, music schedule. There's a lot of music going on.
Yep. Still a lot left in April, starting off with PA and T. Roy. On the 18th, they're going to play at Seaview Senior Living from 4:30 to 6. And then on the 19th, they're going to be at Kuntai, music there running from 6 to 8.
Yes, indeed. And Cisco and Daughtry on the 18th, they'll be at the Grange in Harbor, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on 4/20 and 27, they'll be at the Brookings Harbor's Farmer's Market from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. And then Mike Powell is playing on the 19th at Checo Brewing Co. Music there runs from 6 to 8.
Yep. And then the Bloodline Band on the 27th, they'll be at Oxen Free, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
We've got some dates here, too, for the Italian guys. On the 11th, 12th, and 18th, they're going to be at Kuntai. Music there running from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, and Lon Goddard, he'll be playing on the 17th at Kuntai, 6 to 8. On the 26th and 27th, you'll find him at Elk Valley Casino, 7 to 10.
All right, and then we have some music lineups here for Tortuga Mexican Restaurant in Gold Beach. Music there starts at 6 o'clock. On the 19th, it's going to be Comic Ozzy. On the 20th, Lon Goddard. On the 26th, Black GTO. And then on the 27th, The Ghost of Brian Craig.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Elk Valley Casino at the Betty Green Center. Doors open at 7 p.m. on the 20th. They'll have comedy night with DJ Sandu featuring Josh Means. That show starts at 8. And then on the 26th, Jeff Tate will be there at 8 p.m. And then in the Warriors Bar and Grill, music starts at 7 in there. On the 19th and 20th, we got Steve Berg, and on the 26th and 27th, Lon Goddard.
And then we have a whole lineup here for the Inateca in Crescent City. Music there starts at 8 o'clock. On the 19th, it's the Spence Bros Blues Band. On the 20th, Shiny Eyes, Analog Synthesizer Meditation with Shadow Puppet Visuals, plus DJ sets by Sean Powers. Wow, that's a mouthful. And then on the 27th, it's going to be AMS.
Yeah, and then Black GTO on the 26th. There'll be a Tortuga Mexican Restaurant, 8 to 10. Yeah, that's Shiny Eyes Analog. I still got to look that up on there and just check out his show.
Is that the legit full title, or is that like a title with a descriptor in there, a subtitle or something?
You know,
like
it
that.
Is on the poster just like that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah. Hey, they got it. It's the whole title of what it
find
is.
That poster,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like take over.
Yeah, it's online, Facebook and everything. Yeah, yeah. Or in my paper.
But they're very upfront. They're very upfront about what is happening that night. I love it. I love it. That's great. That's great.
Synthesizer meditation. Okay.
Yeah. Heck yeah. All right. Getting into some events here. Starting off at the Checo Library with their April happenings. First off, with their weekly events. On Mondays at 5:30 p.m., they have Pilates en Español with Amanda. This is a Pilates class for Spanish speakers. Then on Tuesdays at 11 a.m., they have Story Time. That features stories, songs, and simple crafts for young children. And then at 1:30 on Tuesdays, they have their chair yoga class. And then to kick things off at 4 p.m., they have their free tobacco cessation workshop led by All Care. This is a weekly workshop that's going to be running through the 14th of May. And then on Thursdays at 2:45 p.m., they have their chair yoga class. And then on Fridays at 4 p.m., they have Hora del Cuento. That's stories, songs, and simple crafts for young children, all led in Spanish. And then for their special events, all month long, they're inviting folks to enter their poetry book crafting competition. Starting April 1st, so that's been going on for a couple weeks now, you can stop by the library's makerspace and use the kits and crafting supplies at hand to create a simple, folded book of poetry. You can also have the option of taking your book home to enjoy, or you can enter it in their competition for the best handcrafted poetry book. And if you want to take your kit home to work on it there and bring it back to enter the contest, that's just fine. But all entries must be received by April 29th by 7 p.m. A panel of judges is going to pick winners in the following categories on April 30th. First, Best Artistry, Best Poetry, Best Youth Book, that's for folks under 18, and the Best Adult Book for everyone who enters who's over 18. And of course, Best in Show. And winners in each category are going to receive a ribbon and a magnetic poetry kit. All entered poetry books will be on display at the library through the end of May. We also have a lineup of their monthly book clubs. On the 17th at 6 o'clock, they have their SOC Pride Book Club. This is a monthly book club for young adults and adults, all geared toward books with LGBTQIA+ characters and topics. Then on the 18th at 5:30 p.m., they have their monthly Pub Grub Book Club at Misty Mountain Brewing. This is a monthly book club for busy readers and fans of graphic novels hosted by Misty Mountain Brewing on Checo Avenue. And then on the 19th at 3:30 p.m., they've got their Spring Poetry Slam coming up. In celebration of National Poetry Month, you're invited to come read a poem or sit back and appreciate the poetry of your friends and neighbors. Anyone who signs up to read will be entered to win a poetry-themed door prize. And then finally, here on April 23rd at 5:30 p.m., they have a game night happening at Checo Brewing. This is an all-ages open game night featuring games from the Checo Library's board game collection. And this is hosted at Checo Brewing Co. on Railroad Street. They invite you to try a game from their library or bring along one of your favorites. This is a free and fun opportunity to meet and connect with other board game enthusiasts in your community throughout the year. Game night happens every second and fourth Tuesdays of each month. And all library-led programs and events are always free to attend, whether or not you have a library card. For more information about programs, services, and events, you can visit the online calendar at checolibrary.org, check out their Facebook page, or you can give them a call at 541-469-7738. And hey, wow. Now it's time for quotes from famous people with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, hey, here's a few quotes from actor Charlie Chaplin. He was born April 16th, 1889. He says, life can be wonderful if you're not afraid of it. All it needs is courage, imagination, and a little dough. Imagination means nothing without doing. He says, you'll never find rainbows if you're looking down. And last but not least, life is a beautiful, magnificent thing, even to a jellyfish. Hey, there we go. I hope you enjoyed this week's quotes from Charlie Chaplin. Hey, with Cousin Bruce. Until next week. Have a great one. You know, it's funny. We were talking about the library and all the events. I'm breaking it up because there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. Library, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Always great. Going on. Always all right.
Good for the immunity.
Can't wait to get those May announcements out there, man. It's going to be a good month.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the Checo Pelican Players, located at the Checo Playhouse, that's 1240 Checo Avenue in Brookings, is presenting The Worst High School Play in the World. This is a comedy farce by William Gleason. And show dates are April 25th, 26th, and 27th, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. They have a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. And it says on the 27th they're going to have two shows at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Transport yourself to the dark and mysterious land of Saxonia in the year 1243 A.D. Feel the tension in the air as sorrow and fear grip the hearts of all who dwell there. Witness the courage of young Ivana as he navigates a world filled with love and revenge. Prepare yourself for an emotional roller coaster where laughter, tears, cheers, and gasps await you. Step back in time to an era where bravery reigned supreme and the unimaginable unfolded before your very eyes. Experience the chaos and beauty of The Worst High School Play in the World. Join them for a performance that will leave you spellbound, captivated, and utterly moved. Tickets are $15 for adults, $7 for students. This is a small price to pay, they say, for the experience of a lifetime. And for more information or tickets, you can give them a call at 541-469-1857.
Yeah, well, just the title itself sparks the imagination and curiosity.
Sparks some imagination
it's like, yeah,
right there.
Yeah. Everybody will be like, I just wanted to go see what the heck that was all about. Yeah. Hey, yep, you know what? This weekend is coming up here. So it's going to be 420 events, and Red Eye Hut has having a first annual birthday bash with live music from the Pandora Band featuring live glass blowing. That's very cool. Prizes, raffles, and giveaways. The party begins at 10 a.m. Now, most of the local dispensaries will be doing something fun. So, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. If that's your thing, you get out there and have some fun and enjoy yourself and be safe.
All right. That's yes, and always be safe.
Be
always
safe.
Always be safe. Hey, the Elk Valley Casino is presenting a comedy night at the casino. Headliner DJ Sandu and featuring Josh Means. This is going to be on the 20th of April at 8 p.m. in the Betty Green Event Center. DJ Sandu is a stand-up comedian with a distinctive style. His material transitions from incredibly liberal viewpoints to unexpectedly conservative takes on dating and relationships. His most iconic feature is the luxurious beard that graces his face. Tickets are available online or at the Points Club booth. And it's $15 on the day of the show. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m. You gotta be 21 or older to attend. Seating is first come, first served. No reservations, folks.
Yeah. You know, I'm noticing, like I said, with the insider and everything, I get all the entertainment. And I'm noticing that our two casinos are going apy on and bringing in just comedy nights and these tribute bands and all this.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know what's up, what happened, but both of them are just kicking it up a notch. I mean, every month I'm putting in some really good stuff, and we're talking about it on here, but it's like right now I'm putting the paper together, and the Lucky Sevens Casino's got some going on. I mean, I'm really glad. I think that's great. They're taking some of that money, and they're putting it to really good use. I'm going to tell you that right there.
Nice to see stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely, and like really kicking it up a notch on the talent, too. Like these tribute bands are like rocking. Really good deal. If you can't get the real deal, you might as well get the next best thing, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here we go. We got dance lessons at the Grange Inn Harbor on the 21st. That's be 1 p.m. is a rumba / foxtrot lessons. And then at 2 p.m., there's open social dancing, which features ballroom, Latin swing, social, country, and line. Beginner lessons, single dancers are welcome. For info, you can call Carol at 707-457-7955.
All right.
Get some dancing in.
Dance, dance, dance the night away, or the day away, as it were.
Yeah, the day.
All right. Hey, SWOC Lecture Series are continuing, and they are presenting Expecting the Unexpected, Astro Serendipity in the Cascadia Meteorite Lab. Southwestern Oregon Community College is excited to present a lecture by Dr. Alec Ruzicka, director of the Cascadia Meteorite Laboratory and professor of geology at Portland State University, who's going to discuss the Cascadia Meteorite Laboratory. The public is invited to attend on Thursday, the 25th at 6 p.m. This is a free event. All ages are welcome. Curry County residents can join them for a watch party in the community room on the Curry campus. That's at 9602 Lone Ranch Parkway in Brookings. and for some more information about the lecture here. So the Cascadia Meteorite Laboratory at Portland State University started in 2003 and now hosts one of the largest public collections of meteorites in the United States. Join CML Director and Professor Alex Ruzica as he reviews the start and growth of the lab, its goals, and the techniques used for specimen analysis. The talk will focus on serendipity discovery made by students and lab personnel. And for more information about the lecture series, you can contact Dr. Aaron Koiner, Associate Professor of Physics at 541-888-7244, or you can send an email to aaron.koiner@socc.edu. And I love that I flipped between laboratory and laboratory.
Yeah, I know. That's cool.
I like how my brain broke, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot English. How do I pronounce this word?
You know what? I like doing that. That way you make everybody happy.
I know.
You see it two different ways than the right, potato yeah. and potato
Let's
people are happy.
Let's just have it both ways, man.
Yeah, okay. We're just going to do it both ways for you. Make it. That's great. Yeah. And meteorites.
They're,
all right.
They're cool things, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very cool. You can find out a lot about them. Hey, Elk Valley mm-hmm. Casino is presenting Jeff Tate's Big Rock Show Hits. It's happening on the 26th, 8 p.m. Singer-songwriter Jeff Tate is known for his 30-plus years as the creative and driving force behind the progressive metal band Queensryche. Among the selections will be such songs as Silent Lucidity, Jet City Woman, Eyes of a Stranger, Another Rainy Night Without You, and they got a few surprises, it says. Tickets are on sale now. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. You must be 21 or older to attend. I forgot. I think that those tickets are usually at Elk Valley Casino are on eventbrite.com. So there you go.
Okay. All right. And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Hey, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know there was a highwayman in the 1800s that was referred to as the Gentleman Bandit? It's true. Here's the story. Credited with 29 stagecoach robberies in Northern California in the 1870s and 80s, Charles E. Bowles, better known as Black Bart, also was known as the Gentleman Bandit, a title that he had earned during his career as a thief. After serving in the Union Army during the Civil War, he abandoned his family and headed west, drifting between Montana, Nevada, and Utah, before returning to California, where he began his life of crime. Targeting Wells Fargo stagecoaches, Bowles, wearing a flower mask and armed with a double-barreled shotgun, would politely ask the driver to throw down the strong box and mail pouch. Twice he left behind scraps of poetry signed Black Bart, the PO8. Distinguished by his gentlemanly demeanor and disinterest in robbing passengers, Bowles was a favorite of California newspapers, who helped spread the myth that he was sort of a modern Robin Hood. Caught in 1883 after a silk handkerchief he left at the scene of a robbery was traced back to him, Bowles served 4 years in San Quentin prison. After his release, he then robbed at least 3 more coaches before disappearing in 1888. Apparently, in Black Bart's case, crime did pay, and quite well. Hope you enjoyed this week's bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, well, you can say he was reformed in his own way.
I guess so. All right. Hey, Stage Lights is presenting an evening of music with Homemade Jam. Willow Owings, her dad Chris Worster, and son Zane will delight you with lively and heartfelt tunes, stellar vocals, and beautiful harmonies. This will be a family event you won't want to miss. This is happening on Saturday, April 27th at 6 p.m. at the Checo Grange Hall. And that's on Shopping Center Avenue in Harbor. Doors open at 5:30, and admission is a suggested $10 donation at the door. Light refreshments will be available for purchase, and Stage Lights Musical Arts Community is a 501c3 nonprofit. This event is being supported by the Checo Grange, and for more information, you can visit stagelights.us, or you can give Kim Devine a call at 541-251-3952.
That's right. Yes, indeedy. Hey, and here we go. Lucky 7 Casinos present Comedy Night with Alex Elkin featuring Lauren Rachel. This will be at the Talawa Event Center on the 27th, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. Feature act Lauren Rachel opens for headliner Alex Elkin with his dry wit and storytelling skills. You'll never see the same show twice. Purchase tickets online at www.eventbrite.com or at the door.
A Wally's House Curry Child Abuse Intervention Center is having their first annual gala. This is happening on the 27th from 5 to 9. And this fundraiser, tickets are $100. This event is to raise funds so that they can continue ensuring child abuse intervention, advocacy, and protection for the children and families of Curry County. Guests will enjoy a plated dinner, drinks, a live auction, a champagne toast, and dessert. And there are 48 tickets available. And you can get yours by going to wallyshouse.org. For more information, including possibly a location on that event, you can give them a call at 541-373-0582.
Hey, yeah, that's not on there, is it?
Yep.
The address. It's Wally's House.
Right, yeah.
I'll have it on for next week.
Putting it on,
yeah.
But we're not sure who's...
Hey, we got Elmo Williams Day coming up on April 28th with High Noon at the Capella at 2 p.m. at the Checo Playhouse. It's Brookings' annual Elmo Williams Day honoring our own Hollywood celebrity. Since its official proclamation in 2017, the last Sunday in April has been designated as Elmo Williams Day in Brookings. Williams, a farm boy turned film director, editor, and producer, became Brookings' own Hollywood celebrity when he and his wife Lorraine retired here in 1986 and became active citizens. His illustrious career spanned decades and was adorned with two Academy Awards. Elmo received the Oscar for his editing of High Noon, which is considered a classic. He was also a recipient of a Mouser, the Disney equivalent of an Oscar, for his work on 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. There will be a tribute to Elmo at High Noon at the Capella by the Sea, the chapel he built and donated to the city as a memorial to his late wife, Lorraine, in Azalea Park. This will be followed by at 2 p.m. at the Checo Playhouse. At the north end of town with the movie High Noon and a short taped interview with Elmo on his work of this great film. Both events are free to the public. And you know, when I went to one of them dinners at Elmo's place,
mm-hmm.
I held the Oscar and the Mouser.
Oh, did you?
I said, it's probably the only time I'm ever get a chance to hold one of these and I'm going to hold it. So I held them both. Yeah, yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, it was neat. He got a lot of awards. There was a lot of awards
sure.
on that shelf.
Yeah, yeah,
those were the two big boys, I guess. But yeah, he had tons of them on his mantle there. Yeah.
Biggins. All right. That's
yeah,
you know,
but that
got
was
to
fun.
Experience
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, before I even knew everything I got, it was like that was my movie when I was
jam,
a kid.
Man.
I was 8 years old. I saw that in the theater, the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Sold American. Yeah,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been a Jules Verne fan big time, but I mean, that's my movie. Yeah.
Very nice. Good for you. All right. Hey, the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach is having an ongoing program called Memory Cafe Curry. Memory Cafe Curry meets the third Wednesday of every month from 10:30 to noon, and this is at the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach. To register for this program, you can email memorycafe@cplib.net or give them a call at 541-247-7246. A memory cafe is an informal social gathering for older adults living with memory loss and their care partners. Care partners may include, but are not limited to, spouses, siblings, children, or friends whose social lives are often just as affected as their loved ones. Memory cafes are designed to be a casual, stress-free gathering to allow care partners the opportunity to relax and socialize with others in a similar situation. Memory Cafe Curry is staffed by a qualified social service provider, as well as library staff and volunteers.
Yeah, hey, and a VFW Legacy Bricks fundraiser. The VFW Post is raising money to fix this building. I assume this is still going on. I haven't heard anything otherwise, but they want to upgrade its heating, electricity, and improve its landscape. They have raised approximately $30,000, but need another $20,000 to complete the work. They are selling legacy bricks that will highlight the entrance of the building, featuring messages of memory to veterans respected by their loved ones. Each brick will cost the donor $100, and every purchased brick will be laid professionally in front of the post for everyone to observe. They will also conduct more yard sales, provide meals for a nominal donation, and sponsor other groups and their activities. Once the building is completed, the VFW Post 6966 will serve the veterans and community of Brookings. They are active in the Brookings community, a member of the Brookings Chamber of Commerce, and supporter of the Brookings City Council. They support our veterans, providing ceremonies, funerals, and memorials. The VFW Post 966 is a 501c19, a nonprofit group, with all members being veterans of foreign wars. Veterans Post 966 is located at 507 Pacific Avenue in Brookings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very cool. I haven't seen them doing anything there, so I'm assuming it's still going on because they're still working on the place every time I drive by. So,
always
yeah.
see work going on there. That's really neat.
Good stuff going, yep.
Awesome. Well, hey, the KCIW Soapbox Series is a new thing that's happening, and KCIW is giving folks a chance to speak their mind. This is a new show, again, called KCIW Soapbox. Basically, KCIW is offering 2 minutes of airtime to anyone who has something to say. There are a few rules, of course, no cussing, no slandering, no advertising. But other than that, folks can share what's on their mind, negative or positive. The studio is open every Wednesday from 2 to 3 for people to come in and record.
Yeah, so come on down and tell it like it is. You know, you just say what you feel like saying. Minding the rules, of course. Hey, you got game night at the Whimsical Griffin, located at 615 Checo Avenue by the Redwood Theater, Tuesdays and Fridays, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. They got Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, and board games.
Yeah, one more here. Meals on Wheels, of course, is looking for volunteers. They're in need of volunteer drivers. This program delivers about 75 hot meals daily to folks who can't get to the Checo Activity Center for the daily meals that are served there. They have a harbor route and a Brookings route. This is a great opportunity for anyone out there who wants to give back to the community and be a friendly face and deliver a hot meal and a little kindness to local homebound residents. Whether you're interested in doing this just for a day, a week, or a month, all volunteers are welcome. And to get involved, they invite you to contact Debbie at 714-423-9797.
Good cause, too. If you are out there just hanging out and being cool and you got a week, a day, or whatever the heck you wanted, yeah, go give it a call and do it, too, because that'll be... That's a good cause. Very good cause. Well, that's it. We've got the Flying Fickle Finger of Faith, so it's time to close out this week's show. Before we go, I'd like to give a shout-out to our fearless producer, Brother Tom, for all his great work, making us look and sound good on the radio. And I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report, and please make sure to tune in on a daily basis to KCIW 100.7 FM and listen to all the fine shows that they have to offer. You can also catch all the fantastic show podcasts, including the Insider Report, at kciw.org. And while you're there, hey, check out the live streaming as well. Well, hey, until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
We are signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam!
Hey, it works. Very good.
It's not dead yet.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.